This is the Ray Hanania on Politics podcast, which explores issues I raise in my award-winning syndicated political columns that run in Chicagoland newspapers each week. You can get information on all my writings and my podcasts by visiting www.hanania.com. Thank you for listening. I always want to hear your thoughts, so feel free to email me your comments. I don't know what to make about Eddie Johnson, the now fired former police chief of the city of Chicago. It all had to do with an incident that occurred on October 16th, as we've all heard, right? He was found slumped in his car right around 12:30 a.m. in the morning of October 17th. He was slumped over the wheel of his black SUV near his Bridgeport home. Now, okay, this guy's the police chief. He's in his car, slumped over. All right, now what does that tell you? That says that there's something really wrong with this picture. And then when he's asked about it, I mean, let's be honest. The police came up. Some passersby saw him, maybe thinking something was wrong. They call the police. The police go by there. They wake him up. He flashes his badge. They realize they're talking to their boss. They let him go. All right, obviously there's a little favoritism. And then he just basically said that, oh, I had taken some blood pressure medications and I got it screwed up. Who doesn't take blood pressure medications? Okay, a lot of people do. But you know that when you're taking blood pressure medications, you can't drink. But Johnson didn't want to say what he was really doing. And this is the problem that I have with this whole issue with Eddie Johnson. This is a guy who's the head of a police agency that's supposed to determine what's right and what's wrong. We're supposed to know what the truth is of criminal activity and incidents involving crimes from, you know, the less significant misdemeanors to the more serious felonies. He's the head of the police department. And when he makes a mistake, you would think the right thing to do would be to just get up there and tell the damn truth. Instead, he plays this game. He says nothing happened. It was blood pressure medication. He was lightheaded. And he pulled over in his car and decided to sleep. No, that's not what happened. According to the Chicago Tribune, the city inspector general's office got a video of that shows Eddie Johnson, the police superintendent, drinking for several hours on the evening of October 16th. With a woman he had been with at the Sarah's Cafe, which is a popular restaurant and bar at the Chicago Board of Trade building. Now if this guy were a nobody being investigated by the police, we'd know who that woman was. We'd know what the relationship was between the woman and the guy. I don't know what happened, but we should know. That's the point. But we don't know. So here's the police chief drinking, gets in his car, thinks everything's fine, gets lightheaded, and he doesn't want to admit that he's drinking. He doesn't want to take a breathalyzer. He's the police chief. So he clouts himself out of being forced to take a breathalyzer to find out if he was drinking. You know, in Illinois, we should pass a law that says that every person who is stopped for a serious traffic violation should be forced to take a breathalyzer test. And it should not be an option. It should be mandatory. If you're behind the wheel of a car and you're acting odd and something's wrong or you took bad medication, you should be forced to take a breathalyzer test. And now with the addition of marijuana, we're going to have to put a test together to find out how many drivers are going to be intoxicated as a result of smoking marijuana and driving. So this shouldn't be an option for people to decide and not decide. It should be mandatory. So it's not on the back of the police superintendent. And it's not a burden on the police officers who find him. You know, I can just imagine the police officers, the patrolman that found this guy, you know, their boss basically, sitting in a car slumped over the wheel, telling him, hey, chief, you need to take a breathalyzer, you know, because we kind of smell some alcohol. They can't say that to him. That responsibility should be taken off their shoulders. It should be a mandatory law they should do that. Now, the worst part is I read through Eddie Johnson's speech. He was fired this week by Mayor Lori Lightfoot, and I give her credit because she stood by him. She defended him, but when it was clear that he had lied to her about what had happened, she decided to fire him before he retired. And that took guts. So I give Lori Lightfoot credit for doing the right thing. And that's a good sign, because a lot of people would play the political thing and say, oh, this guy's been a police officer for 30 years. He deserves to be cut a little slack. Yeah, he deserves to be cut a little slack. What about every other person who commits a crime? Do they deserve to be cut a little slack? And when you hear Eddie Johnson's statement, you'll understand this better. But when somebody can't use a defense that, hey, I've been in office 30 years, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I've been great until this one moment, so I'm not going to deal with it. I don't think it's that, you know, something that should, you know, cast a shadow over my reputation. No, it should cast a shadow over your reputation, because if you did it this time, how do we know you didn't do it before? Over those 30 years, how many times have you done this that it never made it to the light of day, that nobody was able to see what was going on? 2 times? 5 times? 10 times? That's the problem with all this. When it does happen, it suggests that maybe it did happen before. So I'm going to read this part of Eddie Johnson's statement because it bothers me. When I announced my retirement, this is Eddie Johnson in his statement that was released today, Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019. I'm making this public statement today, my first as a former superintendent of the Chicago Police Department. I'm, of course, disappointed that I could not finish my career on January 1 as originally planned. And by the way, we know that he retired because of partly because of this issue, partly because he knew something was wrong. And at stake is a huge pension that he's going to get, and that's money, and he's not going to jeopardize it. So he's not doing this because he wants to do the right thing. He's doing it because he wants to protect his pension. However, and this is Eddie Johnson continuing, I respect yesterday's decision of Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Any police superintendent serves at the discretion of the mayor. That's how it is, and that's how it should be. He's basically saying that the real issue is the mayor can do whatever she wants. Okay? And then he goes into this paragraph. When I announced my retirement last month, I stated proudly and accurately that I was leaving the Chicago Police Department with my integrity intact. That is still true today. If some want to question that belief, that is their right. But I know in my heart that I've always tried to act in a way that is in the best interest of this great city. Now, that is the part that really bothers me. If someone questioned the belief that he did or didn't do something wrong, that's their right. No, it's your responsibility. It's the responsibility of the Chicago Police Department to determine whether somebody committed a crime. And when you're drinking and behind the wheel, people get arrested all the time. For doing that. They get arrested, they get charged for sleeping behind the wheel, for drinking and being in a car that they're driving when they're driving it, or if they're even when they're smart enough to pull over and not drive, they can still be arrested for doing that. Because you got in the car while you were drunk, and then you decided that you weren't going to drive, so you pull over. That's still a crime. And you want to know something? A few drinks or even more drinks, we don't know whether you were drunk or not because you didn't take a breathalyzer. Nobody checked to see how much alcohol was in your system, Mr. Police Superintendent. I don't know. I've always had a little problem with this guy. One thing, and this is him continuing, one thing I want everyone to know is this. I did not intentionally mislead or deceive the mayor or the people of Chicago. I acknowledge that I made a poor decision and had a lapse in judgment on the night of October 16th. That was a mistake, and I know that. However, I have no interest in fighting a battle for my reputation with those that want to question it now. Reputations are not built in a day and are not damaged in a day either. They are the result of years of living. We reap what we sow in this world. I will simply rely on the reputation for integrity that I think I have earned during my long career, with the faith that we should all be judged by the entirety of our lives and not on what happened on our worst days. So let's be judged by the entirety of our lives, he's saying, and not by what happens on our worst day. That could be a defense used by every street gang member. That could be a defense used by every criminal. That could be a defense used by anybody. We don't know what this guy has done, because let's be honest. I love and I support the Chicago police. I think that in most cases they're unfairly attacked. I definitely do not believe that Jason Van Dyke should have spent more than a year in jail over the shooting of Laquan McDonald. That's my view. Laquan McDonald was drugged up, carrying a knife, out late, not listening to police, and acting in a combative way before he started walking down the middle of the street when Jason Van Dyke pulled up and decided to shoot the kid. You can't second guess the actions of police officers in incidents that involve individuals that are on drugs and that are carrying weapons and that have a history of problems. You have to act for the protection of the police and the public. So in that Laquan McDonald incident, I think Jason Van Dyke did the right thing. He was excessive. I don't think he needed to shoot him 17 times. And that's why I think he should have served some time in prison. But they put this guy in prison with a bunch of low-life criminals in jail for 7 years, where he has been beaten up several times by those criminals. This is a police officer who did what he was supposed to do to protect society by confronting criminals and street gang thugs like Laquan McDonald. So don't say that this kid, you know, was a good kid. He wasn't a good kid. You don't walk in the middle of the street after curfew with a knife in your hand and refuse to listen to the police when they ask you to do something. You listen to them, and then you deal with it later. If the police are excessive, you file a complaint. But that's not what happened in that case. And Eddie Johnson took over after that, you know, incident, and he reviewed it, he saw it, and it was, I think, an embarrassing moment for the police, but not to the extent that Jason Van Dyke deserved 7 years, not at all. That certainly it was bad, but that's one of, there are how many, 10,000 Chicago police officers, and even more police officers all over the suburban Chicagoland area. 99% of them are great people. They do the right thing. They live their lives as best they can for pay that doesn't even come close to the incidence of putting their life on the line nearly every day. Sometimes it's obvious that their lives have been in jeopardy, and sometimes it's not, because fortunately things don't always happen that are bad for the police officers. So we don't know how bad things really are until bad happens. So I cut the police slack. But in this case, when you're the chief of police, you're supposed to be a role model. You're supposed to set the standard for everybody to follow. You're the benchmark for what people should be doing. And what Eddie Johnson did was the exact opposite of what a principled, ethical leader should have done. He did not do the right thing. He should have admitted everything from the start, but he doesn't want to do that because, well, let's be honest, it's his pension. That's what this is all about. That's all that he cares about. It's not about his reputation. He wants to protect his pension. You know, I think Eddie Johnson is a guy who, you know, when President Trump came to Chicago to address the Police Chiefs Association, Eddie Johnson didn't want to go. So he didn't mind playing politics to put politics above his responsibilities as a police chief. He should have been there whether he agreed with the president or not, because his experiences in Chicago were important to this country. And Chicago has one of the worst crime rates in the region and in the Midwest. How many people every weekend are killed in Chicago? The number of deaths rises and drops. Sometimes it's low, sometimes it's high. But the one thing you know is it's not safe to go into many neighborhoods in the city of Chicago. And what we need, and I hope Lori Lightfoot can address it, is to bring safety to those neighborhoods. Because by bringing safety to the neighborhoods, they're going to bring safety to the surrounding suburbs too. And that's going to be a challenge for Mayor Lori Lightfoot. But Eddie Johnson doesn't help. And I'll tell you, his failure to acknowledge what he did, to fess up and give a proper and full accounting, shows that he didn't live up to his responsibilities, because that was his responsibility. Instead of trying to hide things between behind vagaries of statements about, oh, you know, don't judge me for the one incident in my 30-year career or whatever. Is it really one incident? I'm not quite sure. You've been listening to the Ray Hanania on Politics podcast. Visit www.hanania.com for all my podcasts, my award-winning syndicated columns on Chicagoland politics, and my columns on Middle East politics. Thank you for listening.